And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 15th of November, 2017. 1969, on this date in Washington, D.C., there was an enormous demonstration against the war in Vietnam. 500,000 people gathered for the event, the Moratorium March on Washington. It's the birthday of the cartoonist Jessica Abel, Chicago, 1969, creator of the comic La Perdida, about an American's life in Mexico City. It's the birthday of the columnist, humorist Franklin Pierce Adams, FPA, born Chicago, 1881, syndicated in several New York papers beginning in 1914. The man who said there are plenty of good 5-cent cigars in the country, the trouble is they cost a quarter. It's the birthday of the poet Marianne Moore, Kirkwood, Missouri, 1887, went to Bryn Mawr College, did not major in science, but she took courses in biology, and from them she took an almost scientific precision in her use of language. It's the birthday of the artist Georgia O'Keeffe, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, 1887, whose great love was the landscape around Taos, New Mexico. She took her first trip there in 1929, went back every summer to paint, and in 1946 she moved to New Mexico permanently. She gave up painting in oils when her eyesight failed in the mid-70s. She continued to work in pencil and watercolor for a few more years. In 1982, she began sculpting with clay, which she continued until just a couple years before her death in 1986 at the age of 98. Here's a poem for today by Maria Mazziotti Gillen, Bell Bottoms and Platform Shoes. A friend sends me a picture of herself from the 70s, bell-bottoms, platform shoes, a patterned button-down shirt, hair puffed up from a perm. I can see the outline of the person she is now, and she reminds me of myself in the 70s, married for 8 years to a man I knew I loved the moment I saw him, 2 children who seemed to me exquisitely beautiful because they look like my husband and not me. The picture reminds me of all those evenings when I dressed in bell-bottoms and silky patterned shirts and shoes with clunky heels, those evenings we'd invite friends over for drinks and conversation, our children asleep upstairs, those clothes, the perm I got because I wanted to be cool, though my hair was already kinky, so the perm made me look like I'd stuck my finger in the light socket. I look at a picture of us from that time, Dennis and I, standing together at the head of the dining room table, friends seated around us. Dennis's face is flushed, his eyes shining. I wonder if he's tipsy. He's wearing a fitted shirt with little flowers on it. I am grinning and looking up at him. I might as well be wearing a neon sign that says, I love you. Looking back at us, I would like to tell my younger self, look how fortunate you are. The man you love beside you, your children sleeping in their safe beds, your friends around you. Listen, be grateful for the moments caught in these photographs, the world full of possibility, the sky not yet darkened. A poem by Maria Mazziotti Gillen, Bell Bottoms and Platform Shoes, from What Blooms in Winter, published by NYQ Books and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Staples, with copy and print solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets, signage, and more, in stores or at staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.